A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 7. The 1901 General Conference Session. Thoroughness requires that we examine another attempt to promote self-satisfaction regarding our assumed acceptance of the 1888 message. This is the theory that the 1901 General Conference, reorganization, canceled the 1888 unbelief and undid the tragic effects of the rejection of the 1888 message. There is no question that the reorganization was a blessing and has resulted in stability and progress for the work of the Church ever since. The reorganization secured the survival and unity of the world movement, but did not bring the gift of the latter rain. But did the latter rain and the loud cry go forth with power after the 1901 conference? Again, we must let Ellen White speak. His, the Lord's, power was with me all the way through the last General Conference, 1901. And had the men in responsibility felt one quarter of the burden that rested on me, there would have been heartfelt confessions and repentance. A work would have been done by the Holy Spirit such as has never yet been seen in Battle Creek. The result of the last General Conference has been the greatest, the most terrible sorrow of my life. No change was made. The spirit that should have been brought into the whole work as the result of that meeting was not brought in because men did not receive the testimonies of the Spirit of God. As they went to their several fields of labor, they did not walk in the light that the Lord flashed upon their pathway, but carried into their work principles that had been prevailing in the work at Battle Creek. What historians assume took place after the 1901 conference Ellen White spoke of only as what might have been. At the time of her death in 1915, she still regarded the repentance, revival, and reformation she longed for as something yet future.